got to get out more. We're learning how do we live in a world that is filled with technology, have screens in our lives, and instead of being slaves to them, make them our servants so we can live more fruitful lives, live a life characterized by the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. And today I get to talk to one of my favorite people to have conversations like this one with. And if you've watched Become New, you will have heard the wisdom of Steve Cuss before, a pastor.
Lots of cuss.
Brilliant writer. Cuss words. Isn't that
like your... That's me.
Yeah. Works with leaders, works with churches, is on the cusp of some very exciting stuff in the work and the learning that you're doing. So all of you Steve Cuss fans out there, keep watching for what's coming from Steve. And I'm very grateful to get to be a part of that. Nance and I both love you dearly. Mm. So thank you for being on.
Yeah.
And we talked, you have some thoughts, some things you do personally.
Yeah.
To remain alive and fruitful and connected with God.
Yes.
In a world where we both love technology and are able to use it for the work that we do. But I'd love to hear what you're doing on it.
I'd love to share. And yes, this is a delight. So I am enrolled in a school program, and you have very kindly... I asked if you'd advise me, and we've been spending some time today, and it's been amazing. So, yeah, my heart is...
I'm learning much more than I'm interested.
Oh, my heart is so full. So this has been great. Yeah, okay. So, you know, wrangling technology, it's for me, there's two simple practices. And my goal is to try to trip over God's love or trip over God's presence 10 to 12 times a day. That's the way.
I am that.
Yeah, that's the way. It's just very simple.
Where did that language of trip over?
I like to come up with just things that shock the brain. You know, so I used to say stub your toe in the love of God, and people didn't like that very much. I like it. But I want to, because I get wrapped up in myself, I forget the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing,
yeah,
or I'm anxious. And so just if I can cultivate habits that increase my chances, and today I think I'm already up to 8, so it'll be all easy.
So you'll actually count. You'll be aware of.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So step one, I personally get tickled by this, and we'll see what you think about this. I make a group of categories. How do I say this better? The benefits of being Imago Dei. That's what I'm calling it.
Hmm.
Because we're humans. We're not cats.
Made in the image of God.
Made in God's image. We're not cats or zebras. I know you want to say zebra.
Zebra, yeah.
But the queen compelled me to say zebra.
You know, the queen died.
I'm still sad about that. But okay, so one broad category of the benefit of being made in God's image is I notice beauty.
Hmm.
And therefore, things like sunsets and sunrises, paintings, music.
Hmm.
So there's a category of being made in God's image. Another one, and then I'll see if something comes to mind for you. Humans don't eat for survival. We eat for pleasure and company, for companionship, as well as survival. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, beauty. When I'm out walking my dog, who I love, never stops and admires a sunset. He just... It's not in him,
right?
But I look at a sunset, and I'm just moved.
Mm-hmm.
We just got done with a really nice lunch, mm-hmm. and the company was amazing, and the place. And just in that lunch, I remember, I'm made in God's image. I get to eat for the enjoyment of the taste and the pleasure of the company. So these are categories, and then I'll take the next step on what to do about it. Is there a category that comes on for you?
Well, I mean, the lunch was the same for me, except that you and Nancy kept talking about Kevin Costner for some reason.
Yeah.
Yes, beauty, the room that I'm sitting in, I'll often just look out of the window because it will make me think about that. I had a friend here, Chuck, a couple of weeks ago, and we got a bird feeder.
Yeah.
I like birds. Nancy now has a little app called Merlin.
Yeah.
And so she will constantly be telling me what birds we have here. And then I will find, because I like learning too, and I like words, thinking about how often Jesus would say, consider the birds of the air.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sparrows are sold 2 for a penny, and yet I tell you, not one can fall from a nest. So I will find a kind of a delight in bird and bird song. When I was growing up, my grandmother always wanted to have a wren house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a great birder, but wrens have a real liquid warble that I still recognize.
Yeah.
So, but to think about tripping over the love of God with beauty gives me a way to connect those dots.
Yeah.
That is helpful. So thank you.
Yeah. So when I hear that, yeah, beauty, and I hear particularity, there are so many different kinds of birds, and you know the warble of that wren.
Yeah.
So I do think God made us to notice particularity.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then you mentioned learning, you know, your backdrop here is a massive, obviously you're famous for your enjoyment of reading. That's a benefit.
I love to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I encourage people to do is step one is just make these broad categories. So we have learning, we have food for fellowship, we have beauty. And now out of those broad categories, I encourage people to do what I call micro habits. And this is my own definition. It's not scientific, but a micro habit takes 1 minute to 10 minutes to accomplish.
Huh.
So noticing the warble of a wren is a micro habit.
Yeah.
So what I do, like I try to eat slower than normal and really savor the food. Mm. Or at lunch today, there were a number of us at lunch. Mm. I'm actually intentionally listening to somebody. So then out of those micro habits, so pausing and watch the sunset, I'll just give some of mine.
Yes.
I try to listen to a piece of music or play a piece of music every day.
I don't think I knew that you played.
I play guitar.
Oh, cool.
I love guitar.
You have to bring it something. I play piano, not well, but I play.
And yep, I'm not a great
guitarist. We could do a duet. We could do a duet for Become You.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
And I like to nerd out on guitar, so I can tell you the difference between a spruce top and a cedar top and the way the sound is. And I help my friends buy guitars when they want to buy a guitar. So the whole realm of music for me. And so as Glenn and I, our friend Glenn, we drove down to you together, and we sat and listened to a piece of music in the car on purpose. Mm. Because music is a gift from God. It reminds me that there's beauty. And so every time I'm doing these micro habits, I try to hold my wife's hand every day. Mm. Not to get too graphic, but before I climb out of bed, I'll just hold my wife's hand. The poor lady is asleep half the time. I'm not trying to like freak her out, but as I hold her hand before I get out of bed, just a quick thanks that she's my wife.
And when she wakes up, do you say, I'm not Kevin Costner?
She is not. I am not as threatened by Kevin Costner as you are with Nancy's Kevin Costner. What's the word for a fetish? Yeah. Is that too strong?
Yeah, it's too strong.
Okay. No. So, reading my scripture. One of the things I'm doing, John, this is a particular weird one. I struggle with deism. If I'm not careful, my faith will default into a deism over time.
Mm.
So I try to pray for
a God as this distant, kind of not involved, not engaged.
Yeah. It takes more faith for me to believe God's involved. Mm-hmm. And then my default is he's not involved. Mm-hmm. So I pray for a nation in protest against my deism because I don't believe it does anything. Mm-hmm. I remember you actually had an old story about somebody that prayed for Kenya, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I pray for a nation in conflict as a protest against my doubt. So I have a list of 40 to 60 micro habits.
Huh.
And if I just picture them as a grab bag and I'm just grabbing 10 or 12 every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you do it, what enables you not just in the moment, but as you're going through the day to look back and say, oh yeah, that was one and that was one and that was one. Is there anything special that you do to kind of lock in the memory of those?
I actually have a written list.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So it's part of my life-giving list. So you and Nancy are actually written on my list as life-giving people.
Oh, gosh.
And so is Glenn, who's upstairs right now. And so when I am, and so is Kevin, who's also upstairs, as I realize, when I am with life-giving people, I've got about 60 people on my list. I intentionally am giving thanks in the moment.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So one for me is the first time I see or hear from my children.
Mm.
And like I text, like today, one of my kids has texted me. And before I reply, I just give thanks to God.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much for Andrew. He's a real gift.
So that's one way where you can actually use technology when a text comes in.
Yeah.
Instead of it being burdensome or something that's on your, I have to do this list.
Yeah.
It becomes a moment to connect with God and be grateful.
Very much. Yeah. So I am giving a little prayer of thanks and worship with every micro habit. Mm. So then 10 or 12 times a day, I tend to be tripping over God's presence.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just resets me. Okay. God's in charge. I'm not. What am I worried? And it is oftentimes an anxiety exchange. What am I worried about right now?
Mm.
Just a little moment. I think the Bible, you know, commands us to remember the Lord. And it's just, to me, a really practical, real simple way to do it.
I love that phrase, anxiety exchange.
Yeah.
And it makes me think in Philippians where Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think I had thought about it before now, but that notion of if I'm tempted to be worried about something, that's my anxiety.
Yeah.
And then I can talk about that with God and exchange gratitude for his goodness for the anxiety that I'm giving to him.
Yeah, just it's a relax into God's presence.
Mm.
And I'm trying to let my body believe what my head believes. That's what I'm trying. And I can feel it.
Yeah.
When my body believes in freedom and peace, I'm like, oh, there it is. And it goes away. I don't want to make this sound like a Disney episode. But if I'm trying to bump into God's presence a dozen times a day, it just, it builds my capacity to manage difficult situations.
So today, micro habits, being made in the image of God, trip over God's presence, God goodness, think about for you, is it beauty? Is it friends? Is it learning? Is it food? Is it life? Is it music? Whatever that might be, connect those dots. And make Steve Cuss a life-giving person in your life.
Yeah, that's right. Here I am.
You will have much to be grateful for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really good.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John. You can also visit our website, becomenew.com, to access all of our videos there or subscribe for the emails that go with each video. But my personal favorite way to stay in the loop with Become New is by text. We will send you a text message every morning that we release a new video with the title of that video and just the link to the video. So if you want that, you can text the word become to the number 855-888-0444 and we'll get those messages to you. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us who meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour to pray for viewers just like yourself. So you can text or email us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll see you next time.